Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
U.S. accuses China of military aggressiveness.
How unacceptable those particular intercepts are.
Fighter pilots intercept a wayward private jet.
The wreckage is highly fragmented.
Donald Trump on the offense over classified documents.
His lawyers met with Justice Department officials.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Matt Piper in New York. New video and audio out from the U.S. military of what it's calling an unsafe Chinese maneuver in the Taiwan Strait over the weekend. Chinese Navy ship cut sharply across the path of an American destroyer, nearly colliding.
I'm Stephen Portnoy.
There was absolutely no need for the PLA to act as aggressively as they did.
And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says China's recent military maneuvers are part of what he calls growing aggressiveness on Beijing's part.
It won't be long before somebody gets hurt.
China claims it's the U.S. that's the aggressor in the region. But Kirby says the U.S. is standing up for freedom of navigation.
I sure would like to hear Beijing justify what they're doing.
Still a lot of questions following a sonic boom heard around the Washington, D.C. area Sunday. It came from F-16 jets that were scrambled to intercept a small plane that entered restricted airspace. That plane crashed in Virginia, killing all four on board. NTSB investigator Adam Gerhart.
When exactly did the pilot become unresponsive? And why did the airplane fly the flight track that it did fly? We don't know that information yet, but we'll be, of course, looking at the avionics on board to figure out why that flight track transpired.
Attorneys for former President Trump met at the Justice Department for just under 2 hours today. Correspondent Robert Costa says it's over Trump's handling of classified materials.
His lawyers met with Justice Department officials, though not with Attorney General Merrick Garland, to discuss the state of the case ahead of a possible charging decision. The grand jury has been quiet for weeks, and what we're hearing is that Trump's lawyers went in there today and said to DOJ officials, "We have some concerns about how you've handled this case."
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says he plans to move forward with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress.
Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
It's over a copy of a document that contains unverified allegations against President Biden and his family. Add another familiar name to the 2024 presidential race. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to begin his campaign. He's expected to formally announce on Wednesday. The Dow lost 200 today. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
It's one of the most notorious spying cases in American history. Former FBI agent Robert Hansen taking more than $1 million in cash and diamonds in exchange for giving secrets to Russia and the former Soviet Union beginning in the 1980s. CBS's Arden Farhi says the 79-year-old died today in prison.
Over the course of his decades-long espionage career, Hansen disclosed more than 6,000 pages of highly classified national security information to the KGB and its successor agency, the SVR. In return, he received around $600,000 in cash, diamonds, and deposits in Russian bank accounts. Hansen's espionage began in the late 1970s, shortly after he joined the FBI, and continued on and off until his arrest in 2001.
to Portland, Oregon, where police say there's no evidence that the deaths of six women in and around the city are connected to a serial killer. Investigators say there have been a lot of online rumors as of late. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Tomorrow is the 79th anniversary of D-Day, and today, dozens of American and British World War II veterans return to the beaches of Normandy, France. Among them, 100-year-old Jake Larson.
I got in on the planning of D-Day. I got the Bronze Star, and the French gave me the Legion of Honor.
Today commemorated a key D-Day operation in the first minutes of the assault, one that led to the liberation of France and Western Europe from Nazi control. Now to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
3, 2, 1, ignition, engine full power, and liftoff of CRS-1.
NASA and SpaceX launched its 28th commercial resupply services mission aboard the Falcon 9 rocket. It's heading to the International Space Station to deliver food, supplies, and equipment to the crew way up above before splashing back down to Earth in about a month.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A phone hacking trial involving Prince Harry has resumed in London without him.
Prince Harry's lawyer has been outlining his claim that an army of private investigators working for the Mirror newspapers illegally hacked his phone and tracked his every movement starting when he was 12. Harry will be taking the stand himself tomorrow, but was a no-show today, leading the judge to express surprise, a British understatement meaning incandescent anger. His lawyer says the prince left California late because it was daughter Lilibet's second birthday Sunday. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It was an auction over the weekend for items from classic TV shows in Dallas. The props, costumes, and sets all amassed by one man over 30 years. The highest bid.
Where everybody knows your name.
The bar from the TV show Queens, selling for $675,000. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, June 5th, 2023. I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.